Right now, Africa is pushing developed countries to reduce their emissions by up to 40% compared to the levels in 1990 by 2012. There's been intense negotiation about this, and developed countries do not seem to agree with these levels. African negotiators think that at the current levels, the temperatures will stay at about 2 degrees Celsius, that is an increase in temperature, and this could be devastating for Africa because that would mean that temperature rises in places in Africa will be as high as 4 degrees centigrade. So at this level, the discussion is centered around whether or not developed countries should bring down emissions by 40% by 2012. And at this point, there is no agreement on that figure.
Have any commitments been made so far regarding helping Africa deal with the negative effects of climate change?
There have been. Africa thinks that rich countries need to pay what they're calling a climate debt to Africa. The understanding is that for centuries, rich countries have polluted the atmosphere to be able to develop to the point where they are. And since they have used up what they're calling their space of the atmosphere, they need to give back some money to Africa to help them, first of all, to cope with the negative effects of climate change, issues like floods, droughts, and even low crop yield. So far, they're still discussing on how this is going to happen. The first thing that happened was that 2 years ago, developed countries promised what they called fast-track financing of up to $30 billion. And at this conference, we're hearing that that money was delivered and surpassed by up to $3 billion. But African negotiators refuse that this is the case. They think that only about $25 billion US dollars have been delivered, and that even then, this money has come in the form of loans, but they are not grants. Some of this money is actually official development assistance that was committed long before they started discussing climate financing. African negotiators also fear that with this commitment expiring later this year, they're likely going to start the new year without any financial commitment from developed countries.
Given this, have there been any countries who have actually honored their prior commitments regarding climate financing?
Yes, there have been. In fact, most of the countries have honored. I think the bone of contention is in the amount. The Western countries say the money comes up to about $33 billion, while developing countries think that it's only about $25 billion that has come in. That's the first problem. The second problem is that developed countries are constrained that they have delivered fully, while developing countries say that part of this money was actually money that was earmarked for assistance to Africa long before the negotiations started, and that some of it is in the form of loans and not grants as the negotiations promised, which therefore means that they consider that very little money has come to Africa. And they also say that they have not seen the impact of this money on Africa because some of it has been used, for example, to finance clean technology in the West to export to Africa, and they don't consider this to be climate financing that goes directly to alleviate or help African countries cope with the negative effects of climate change.
Do African representatives not see a promising outcome from this Doha conference?
Most of the negotiators think that they're going to come out of these negotiations without much. They're hoping that they will achieve something, but so far they believe that Western negotiators are not putting much on the table. Ministers are going to begin negotiating at a much higher level during the remaining parts of this week, and it's only until they have also done their level of negotiations that one can say for sure what the outcome would be and in what direction things will go.